Roberts. Top U.S. Congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy and U.S. President Joe Biden have reached a tentative deal to raise the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, this after a months-long stalemate. Speaking to reporters, McCarthy says it's a deal that's worthy of the American people, but it's still not final.
I expect to finish the writing of the bill, checking with the White House and speaking to the president again tomorrow afternoon, and then posting the text of it tomorrow, and then be voting on it on Wednesday. But thank you for your time, and I think this is very worthy of the American public.
After a sleepless night due to Russian drone attacks, residents of the Ukrainian capital marked Kyiv Day, the birthday of the 1,541-year-old city. VOA's Miroslava Gongadze has this report from Kyiv.
On the night of May 28, Kyiv became the target of an unprecedented two-wave air attack unleashed by Russia. The attack came on Kyiv Day, celebrated on the last Sunday of May every year to mark the city's founding 1,541 years ago. Typically, this day is filled with street fairs, live concerts, special museum exhibitions, and sporting events. The Ukrainian military, equipped with improved Western-supplied air defense systems, successfully intercepted and destroyed at least 40 drones. However, falling debris claimed the life of 41-year-old man and injured 35-year-old woman, according to the city mayor. Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Kyiv, Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine on Saturday both claimed to have launched more attacks on each other in multiple locations, with Russia saying it's intercepted Ukrainian missiles and Ukraine stating the frontline combat remained fierce. This is VOA News. Counting is underway in Turkey.